Welcome to Talent Hub Talk. I am Ben Duncombe, and on this podcast, I will be interviewing prominent and inspirational figures from both the local ANZ and global Salesforce Ohana. On today's episode, I'm joined by Kieran Spark. Kieran's a great guy, someone I know well, and someone that has had to show real resilience over a period of time where he was really struggling to get a break in the Salesforce market. He's been in the market now for a few years, but going back to when he was looking to make the transition into the Salesforce world, it looked at times like he wouldn't get that break, and he showed real resilience, just kept persisting and knew that he really wanted to get into the market, and if he kept going, he would eventually get that shot. Since he got his break, he really hasn't looked back. He spent a couple of years in consulting, has gone on to some great heights, delivered a number of projects, received a number of certifications or achieved a number of certifications. Looking at him now, you'd have never believed that he would struggle to get into the Salesforce market. So lots of people can take inspiration from his story and his journey. He's definitely someone that is inspiring and someone that I think a lot of people can learn from and take some encouragement from. So if you're enjoying these episodes, please do subscribe. We've got more episodes coming regularly, and keep an eye out for them. Kieran, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we've spoken a bit about you coming on for a little while, and I want to get your story out because I think there's some real key messages throughout your Salesforce journey that I think a lot of people can take things from. And I think resilience is one aspect. So we'll go through a few different topics and tell your story. So let's go right back to the beginning. So kind of before Salesforce and growing up, what did you want to do? What did you want to be?
Yeah. As a kid, I didn't really know what I wanted to be. Everyone within my family, tradesmen. So for me growing up, I was always a bit perplexed by that. I didn't really want to be on the tools.
Sure.
Working out in the sun.
Yeah.
I think I preferred the air conditioning even in high school.
Yeah.
I grew up in a small country town. No one worked in technology. No one really did anything like that. So I didn't have any, I guess, opportunities to understand that there's different avenues in the world out there compared to what my family were doing.
Sure.
But I loved computers. I think I was 3 years old. Dad brought one home, and I was hooked.
Yeah.
I spent hours and hours playing that, got in more trouble on the computer. The main phrase was, you need to be outdoors more, should be off that thing.
Okay, cool.
Absolute geek.
Yeah.
And the Nintendo 64 came out, and he lost me for a while. I got to about 16, 17, had no idea what I wanted to do. Got really fortunate and found my girlfriend at the time. She wanted to move to Sydney.
Sure.
So I decided to stuff it all, I'm going to do it. So
yep.
Coming from a small country town in Queensland called Gladstone, I packed everything up. I think I had about 6 boxes worth of stuff in a bed.
Sure.
And moved to Sydney. Worked in hospitality to start with, and that was really difficult for me. I worked 12, 13-hour shifts, and that was from 5 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 or 7 in the morning. For maybe 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And then that company fortunately took me on as what's called a revenue manager. I started doing all the cash ups for each of the different venues that they owned. And funnily enough, I found IT. So they came to me one day and said, oh, we noticed you're really good at fixing all the computers within each of the venues. Would you take on as a role and potentially be an administrator for all of that?
So okay.
I said, sweet, no worries, I'll do that. And
so you, although that wasn't part of your role at the time, just because of your interest in computers, you just kind of got yourself in there and started doing bits on the side?
Yeah, and at home I started watching YouTube videos of that network, how servers worked.
Yeah.
Got an understanding of what I was looking at work.
Yeah.
And then started working with the IT people within that company. And
sure.
Since then I knew IT was where I needed to go, so I started studying. I think within 2 months of starting that role with
yeah.
Open universities online.
Okay. So what did you study?
Bachelor of IT, computing studies. It's still not completed. I got very busy with my Salesforce career and had to put that on pause for a little bit.
Yeah.
So from that point, I studied and I realized I couldn't take my IT career where I wanted to go within that space. Hospitality is a crazy place to work in.
Sure.
the best experience I think I ever had from a customer service perspective, because it taught me how to talk to people.
Yeah.
It taught me how, even if you're having the worst day in the world, you have to be there, you have to understand what the customer's going through, and you have to, I just learned those soft skills from that.
Sure.
I also learned how to lead teams. I had a team of 18 people under me at once, all glassies.
Yeah.
At this night, that's a very popular nightclub down at King Street Wharf there in Sydney.
Okay.
And it was a hell of a time. I was 18, 19, 20 years old, doing that on my weekends, not spending money.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
But then I managed to get into IT, got into help desk with a law firm.
Okay.
I had about 20 to 30 job applications, interviews as well.
Yeah.
But I went through, everyone just kept saying, no, you haven't got your degree yet, you don't have the experience we need.
And that was for quite a like basic entry-level IT role?
Yeah, entry-level help desk, literally phone calls, I've got an issue with my computer.
Turn it off.
Have you tried turning it off? Yeah.
Your classic.
Yeah. And I just knew all I needed was somebody to give me an opportunity. And I worked really hard to find that. And this lovely lady who, if she ever listens to this, Tracy Wilson, she took me on as a desktop support engineer at a law firm.
Yeah.
She just gave me a chance. She knew I didn't have the qualifications, but I think she could see that I was always really keen to continue learning, always curious. And in my interview, I showed that. And
sure.
She took me on, and I only did a short stint there as I got poached by a managed fund to come and be a database analyst.
Okay.
So I was halfway through uni at that point. I learned all about SQL, and I moved over to a managed fund, and that was all about databases.
Sure.
And, that's kind of where I got my understanding about how a database works.
Yeah, okay.
How different operating systems speak to one another, how different databases talk across the world.
Yeah.
And I just got a really good understanding of that from that point there.
So where and when did you first hear about Salesforce?
I was at a expo, financial services expo, and there was a little booth there at the time, very tiny Salesforce booth, and I didn't have any idea what it was. I saw it. I went home and I did a bit of a Google. And I got an understanding of what it was.
Yeah.
I knew I had some of the databases. And it piqued my interest because I was wondering if this could take my career somewhere further than where I currently was.
Yeah.
So I started applying for application support roles for anywhere that had Salesforce.
Sure. So not specifically like Salesforce admin roles, but just working what you were doing now, but with potentially a bit of flavor of Salesforce, or what you were doing then and then a flavor of Salesforce.
Absolutely. Yeah. I saw there was one that had maybe 6 or 7 different applications, and Salesforce was one.
Yeah.
I jumped on board, and I got exposure to 6 or 7 different systems. So I was supporting each of those. I was about 6 to 12 months into that role, and they handed me an inbuilt Salesforce application, which was a learning management system. And
mm-hmm.
I took that on board and started to become essentially a business analyst.
Yeah.
I worked between the business and also the developers, translating the requirements across to functional to technical, and technical back to the business, and getting understanding what they're trying to achieve. Very complex environment, very not difficult users, but just users that took a lot of time to adopt to something new, and we needed to make sure we got the requirements right. It was the main thing that always kept going wrong within the business before I stepped in there. And I stepped in, started doing that role, really liked it. I really enjoyed that talking to the customer aspect, but then also having that time to get a bit nerdy, flesh out the requirements, talk to developers, had no idea how to code at that point, but I was getting a bit more of an understanding as I worked.
Yeah.
And I just realized I loved it.
Were you doing any Salesforce config at that point?
No. So all my Salesforce stuff at that point was data loading. I was a data whiz, came from a database background and came into there, and some people taught me how to data load within Salesforce, and I probably did my 30, 40 million records in my time there.
Yeah.
And that was also pulling it out, pushing it back in.
Yeah.
Plus a legacy data migration. I had exposure to Salesforce communities and did bits and pieces of testing, but
sure.
I never really configured anything. And that's what I wanted. I knew I wanted to get into Salesforce. I went to Salesforce World Tour in 2016, and it was fantastic. Blew my mind. I went in there, and I went in there as a very curious person, came out of there saying, I'm going to be a consultant, I'm going to be an admin, I'm going to be a CTA.
I'm going to be a CTA,
yeah.
I think that's the whole purpose of going along, right, to get that energy and buzz. So where was that, in Sydney or Melbourne at that? It was in Sydney, so they just
moved
in.
The first one they did.
Okay, cool.
I don't know where that was, but it was a smaller venue than the one we've got right now.
Yeah, okay.
And, it blew my mind, and it was fantastic. got out of that, and I remember I got home, brushed up the CV immediately, and got to it. I started applying for roles such as Salesforce admin, junior business analyst, focused in Salesforce, and also consultant. And I remember I got, all up, I had 22 to about 25 interviews.
See, this, because this is, I think, a really key topic, and everyone thinks, like, the whole, I guess, belief in the market is it's easy to get Salesforce jobs because there's a lack of candidates. And I think if people met you, they would struggle to believe that it was really difficult for you to get into the Salesforce market, because, you know, now you're confident, you have a lot of skill, and yeah, I think that this is something we really need to highlight, that it's not as easy as perhaps people make out, and you're proof of that. So 22 to 25, it's Salesforce interviews.
Yeah, Salesforce specific. So BA, admin. And I just kept getting knocked back. And one of the reasons was I just didn't have enough exposure to the platform.
So were they were some entry-level roles as well?
Or? Yeah, and the entry-level roles and the issues that I kept having. One prime example, and I still laugh at this, one lady said to me, what clouds have you worked in with Salesforce? I didn't know there was multiple clouds. I hadn't done my admin certificate yet.
Sure.
I just data loaded. I saw Salesforce communities, and I just thought it was all interconnected, which it is. But
you thought it was one thing.
I thought it was just one thing. Yeah, I had no idea. And that's one of the reasons why I was getting turned down. I didn't do enough study. I didn't have a mentor at that point to go, you know what, you need to go look at all this before you try and jump into that market.
Sure.
But again, I've always had something inside of me that just, if I keep doing it, it's going to happen.
Sure.
And sure enough, same thing. I met an individual, I won't say his name, but if he hears this, you know who he is, who gave me a really good opportunity with a Salesforce partner. He knew I was very junior. I did a presentation. I remember I was at home, and he gave me all these requirements that I needed to go and put a solution together for. I got home, and I was like, I've got no idea what to do. So I got on Trailhead, first thing I did, and I did maybe 30 to 40 badges, got an understanding of the platform, put together this prototype. It was horrible.
So you hadn't ever been on Trailhead up until that point?
No, hadn't done Trailhead by that point.
So was it just you weren't aware of it? Like, is it?
Oh, I was definitely aware of it. It was just more of a, I guess, laziness. I didn't know what the platform could do.
Sure.
I didn't know the career opportunities.
You just knew you wanted a job in that space.
I wanted a job in the space. Yep.
Okay. So how did you deal with that rejection? Because you say you've always been someone that knows that if you want it, you'll get there eventually. But like after the 15th, 20th interview, it must have been like, this is tough.
Yeah, oh, it's tough. To be honest, and it's quite a vulnerable thing to talk about, but I've been in therapy for almost 5 or 6 years. And that's pretty much what got me through. I started learning skills that I just didn't know I had.
Sure.
These wonderful skills of resilience.
Yeah.
How to gain compassion for myself during that time. And from that point, that part of me just literally just opened up a door and said, you can do it. Just keep going.
Yeah.
That's honest. It's horrible. Going through rejection after rejection after rejection. Also, people looking at you going, oh, you're in this room if you don't know the answer as to what's the difference between a profile and a role. Which I think is like the 101 question now in admin interviews.
And I think like there are people out there now that are going through a similar process and maybe not having that many interviews, but they're even not getting interviews or having a couple of interviews and not getting the outcome that they desire.
Yep.
And then thinking, this is too hard. Mm-hmm. And I really do think people need to use you as an example. And that 22 interviews, 25 interviews, however many it was, it would have been easy to give up. And I think it's great that you didn't. And you're at this point now that, you're obviously very happy you didn't.
Yeah, no, very happy I didn't give up. I just, once I got that position, I remember I went home, did the prototyping in front of some teddy bears, got some of my housemates, and they thought I was a bit weird. I had the teddy bears lined up with the dog as well, talking to them. It wasn't a very good prototype, but the guy knew I just had the ability to do it in the future. I had the soft skills; he just needed to train me.
Yeah,
took me on, and then the rest is history. I moved from that point into consulting, and I've been consulting now for 2 years.
Sure,
and it's been fantastic. Like I had a massive learning curve at the start, 6 months to 12 months was probably the hardest part of my career. It was just being thrown in the deep end, and you just had to swim.
Sure.
I had some fantastic mentors that came out of that.
Yeah.
And my advice to anybody that's looking right now to move into a Salesforce role, be it junior, be it intermediate or advanced, get yourself a mentor. Find someone who knows a lot about the platform, but also has some good business experience, because that's one of the areas that I was lacking. I came from an education background. I had no exposure to different sectors like financial services or health, and also just how to deal with difficult stakeholders. And,
sure.
And some mentors that I've had have really taught me some really good skills there.
Sure. That is really good advice, and I think a lot of people don't know how to get a mentor. Mm-hmm. How did you approach that?
Well, that's advice I give. I didn't actually have a mentor. So advice I'd give now, though, if I could go back to my 24-year-old self and say, hey, go to Trailhead Tuesdays, find community events where Salesforce is spoken about, and find like-minded people, people who are willing to give you an opportunity to voice your opinion on what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
but also give you really straightforward advice, be black and white about things and say, you know, it's tough. You're going to have to go through some struggles, but here's some stuff that I look at every day when I go to work. There's different websites that take you through people's career paths, go from admin all the way through to consultant to CTA. There's tons of material
sure.
online now.
But you have mentors now.
Yep.
So did you, is that just something that kind of happened organically? Like did you make the decision, I need a mentor, or did it kind of just fall into place?
I think it's always important to have a mentor. You're never going to know everything. And even my mentors say that to me. They say, you know, we're giving you advice, but we might not be right.
Yeah.
It's just what we know from our experience. And I gained those mentors through work, also through customer engagements that I had. But also completely separate from that at Salesforce events, such as
sure.
Trailhead Tuesday, I've met quite a few people.
Yeah.
The Salesforce events that are held all throughout the year, the developer user group meetup. There's tons of stuff out there now, all throughout Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and there's so much available now
sure.
to get those mentors.
Yeah, definitely. And you obviously are now a success story from a difficult entry point. What would you say, other than like getting on Trailhead Tuesday, and like did you, to get your first step, did you focus in on a particular area of strength and really get that across in interviews, or like what would you advise to someone that is, you know, looking to get that first break? How do they really put their best foot forward?
I think with any career, the main thing you need to ask yourself is, are you passionate? Because if you're passionate, it'll come across in every single thing that you do.
Sure.
And that's what people saw within my interviews. They saw the passion that was there.
Yeah.
The skills weren't quite there, but the passion was. And that will drive you through anything in life.
Sure.
And then the passion that I have for Salesforce has never wavered. It's just continued to grow.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, I'm a consultant now with a partner. I'm application architect certified. So I've got 9 certifications underneath my belt.
And, yeah.
You know, 2017, I had one. So it's been a really good journey in that sense.
Sure.
But yeah, it's just passion makes purpose.
And I think that is important in the Salesforce space, because a lot of people are trying to get into the market, but I don't always know if they're doing it for the right reasons.
Yep.
I think there's a lot of people that, you know, it's a really busy market. If I get my admin cert, I can get a job. But yep. that if they go up against someone like you that is really passionate,
yep.
back a few years ago, I think that passion does really show through in an interview,
yep.
and it's something you can't fake.
No, that's right.
So I think it's, you have to get passionate about the platform, and if you can get passionate, then the opportunity comes.
Absolutely.
But if you're just getting your admin cert and looking to get a job because you need a job or want a job, then you're not going to really shine in an interview in comparison to someone that, because people get really passionate about the Salesforce market,
yep.
right?
When someone has passion, whether it be about a job or a thing in life, it shows across their entire body.
Yeah.
Your face lights up, you have a smile, your eyes tingle. People can see that.
Sure.
You can't fake that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So consulting, you said initially it was challenging. You were thrown in at the deep end. How do you feel about consulting now?
That's fantastic. The amount of different markets I've been exposed to, different stakeholders I've worked with, and also the peers that I've been involved with throughout my career in consulting has been amazing. There's so much support in this space, even from Salesforce themselves.
Yeah.
It's the best decision I ever made to move into this market.
Sure.
I still didn't know at 24 years old if Salesforce is where I wanted to go, and if IT was where I wanted to stay. And now I absolutely know that. It's grounded within my DNA now as such.
Sure.
It's fantastic. It's been a great opportunity for me to meet really good people, and also a great opportunity for me now to start to mentor other people who are coming into the market.
Sure.
In so many different aspects.
Yeah, and that's great that you are passing it on, I think, because, yeah, and that's what the Salesforce market is about, right? But it's good to see you, everything you've learned along the way, and now coming on things like this and giving back to the wider community, which you do at Trailhead Tuesday and so on. So what's next?
It's been announced now, so I can say it on here. I'm leaving the company I currently work for to go and do my own thing in contracting for a little while.
Sure.
I'm young, I have no dependents, so I thought it's time I...
You've got a dog, right?
I've got a dog. I've got a four-year-old German Shepherd. Yeah. Sorry, two-year-old German Shepherd, and he's my only dependent.
Yeah.
Dog food costs $50 a month.
Yeah, so yeah.
Nothing there. So I'm going to move into contracting and challenge myself to work for me and to be in a different industry now. And I'm really looking forward to doing that because, A, it's changed. Change has been historically hard but really good for me.
Sure.
It opens up new doors inside of my mind to work through different challenges and new skills that I didn't know I had start to surface.
Yeah.
And that's so my career from here is going to go into contracting. My end goal is CTA, hopefully within the next 2 to 3 years.
Sure.
That's going to come from me reaching out to the market now and finding a good mentor who is a CTA.
Yeah.
And starting to work with them to start going through all the different things I need to understand before I take the board review.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. So that'll be a learning curve itself.
Yeah, exciting.
On one side of the architect pyramid and then the right side and then see where the world takes me.
What's been your approach so far to certifications? I often get the question, what certification should I do now, or which certification should I do next? And my answer is always the one that you're most likely to pass, because I don't do certs, or I am soon to do a cert, hopefully, touch wood. Is that your approach? Do you say, right, I've just learned this from a project, I'm now going to get a cert, or do you get the cert in build up to a project?
Initially, I was doing it the opposite. So I was getting the cert before the project started. As a consultant, it's really important you come onto a project with certifications. But my approach now is what interests me. And the left side of the architect pyramid was what was most interesting for me at the time.
Sure.
I actually chose the hardest cert. I listened to a lot of my peers at work and they spoke about what they found was the hardest cert.
Yeah.
And I tackled that first. And my approach to studying for those is to go through literally every single PDF Salesforce has and write out everything they're saying. And every time I've hit an exam, nine times out of 10, I've been able to pass because I've got a thorough understanding of the platform.
Sure.
But that's exactly how I approach certifications.
Okay. Like that, yeah, that's good to know. And finally, what's your top tip for anyone starting their Salesforce journey right now?
Be resilient. Just keep turning up. Someone that's had 2 job interviews compared to someone who's had 22 job interviews looks a lot different in front of you. For me, I kind of had a lot more confidence. I didn't care about the interview anymore. I was more focused on what the company could give to me at that point.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was going to potentially get rejected.
Sure.
And I was confident. I was just me in the room then. There was no nerves. There was no, I'm not going to be able to do this or anything like that. It was like, what can this company bring to me? And the rest was history.
Sure.
Resilience is super important.
Yeah, and you definitely are an inspiration. So if anyone wants to connect or reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
LinkedIn. I've got my Gmail account up on LinkedIn as well. Had a few people email me asking me for tips on certifications. So that's all up there as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much. Absolute pleasure.
It's great to chat with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And best of luck with the next role.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.